Outside the box. Wondering whether this feature will continue after I'm gone. Today's topic is AI, artificial intelligence. Hello, this is Larry Danziger here today to tell you all about AI. AI is the rage these days. It can play chess, write and sing songs, and converse with us whenever we want. It can finish my sentences for me, so I don't have to remember words like, I hate politicians, or thank you for not giving me back any $20 bills. It can do outside-the-box features as good as, or better than me, Larry. I'm about ready to turn this feature over to my AI buddies at ChatGPT. Human intelligence? Well, it's pretty good, sometimes. But AI, it's always good. I won't have to think much at all. AI will write whatever I'm thinking in the clearest language. Students are doing that now. What I like about AI, it's much smarter and more effective than humans, without those namby-pamby traits, like having feelings or thinking about how what I do might affect others. Pretty soon I won't need other humans at all. Bots can be my friend, and they don't have temper tantrums, or require a day off, or need the spare bedroom. I like the sound of Alexa's voice, too. Yes. Don't you? Ethical dilemmas. Don't get in my way with AI. Just plug in the facts and let it make decisions for me. There might be apps, based on the data I get, telling me to watch out for people of color or some other group, but I just gotta let AI make the choice. Besides, I'm racist, sexist, and guilty of other isms already. Artificial intelligence is especially good at telling us what we need. I used to wear clothes until they were ready to fall off me. Not anymore. New skivvies, new jackets, new shoes, every few months or years. I just say, what's new and what do I need? AI tells me what I need and where I can get it, maybe even for cheap. There's also an app for investing. I can rake in the dough thanks to AI, especially the tech company stocks that sell AI. Artificial intelligence can be used to fight wars, computer wars and cyber attacks. Nobody gets killed, just a lot of messed up computers and confusion. Well, maybe a few people in hospitals might be victims of machines out of control or not working. Or if we need to play hardball, there are drones and even missiles that AI could send. So fewer fatalities, maybe. At least on our side, definitely. Then hand-to-hand combat on the ground, like in Ukraine. There are rumors that AI will eliminate a lot of jobs, but most of them will be boring, less skilled positions that don't pay very well anyway. Factory jobs, home health care, flipping burgers, and cashiering. Some less educated folks may have to go back to school, but they never should have quit so early anyway. People worry about the loss of privacy and what the public and government really needs to know, with computer chips under our skin and facial recognition software. But there's already a lot of snooping. Besides, the algorithms need to tell us who might hijack a plane or engage in a mass shooting incident so we can prevent those from happening. Sure, AI can make mistakes. A few people have been hurt or run over by self-driving cars. But humans make those errors too. Gotta make sure public doesn't come off as pubic in the spell check. I can't wait for AI to be everywhere. The possibilities are limitless. It will be a big user of the electric grid, so I'm gonna buy stock in my local utility. Rumors of the mass extinction of humanity are grossly exaggerated. It can do my taxes and write my letters of complaint. It can water my garden and play games with me. It can even entertain me with a song and fix a cup of hot chocolate. Ah, what more could anyone want in a buddy or partner? I won't need any human friends anymore. Less working and more relaxing. I can just sit in front of the boob tube and veg out. Leave it all to AI. Yes. Are you ready to be replaced by AI? If so, what would you do instead? I'm Larry. Oh, a dancinger in the flesh.